it's just, you know, not feasibly monetarily possible.
Yeah. I used to do St. Stephen's in the years I couldn't get into Coconut Grove, which was frequently.
Yeah. I prefer St. Stephen's over Coconut Grove personally. So I've done them both, but they treat us like gold when we're there. They take care of everything. So anyway, it's not happening.
And Coconut Grove canceled a couple of weeks ago.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They probably ran into the same problem with the crowds.
Yeah. Know? Well, it's.
The crowds. Yeah,
I just got a application for Richmond Arts in the Park, and there's not a word in it about COVID. And I'm going to have to call tomorrow and find out if there's any plan. And also, if I buy a booth and then don't show up because there's no vaccine, then do I still, because all the booth spaces are grandfathered in, and I have a very nice booth space. And I don't want to lose it, but will I lose it if I don't show up? Because I cannot go out unless there's a vaccine to that show particularly. It's 400 artists and probably 20 to 30,000 people come through with shuttle buses and everything else. I don't see it happening unless there's some major changes, but.
Well, they might be waiting and see what happens.
Yeah. But they're old school. I have to telephone them. There's no email. So I'll give her a call tomorrow.
What did you say the attendance usually is, Allison?
I'd say 20 to 30,000 people. It is bombarded with people.
Yeah, it is.
I'm in a place they call the Dust Bowl. It starts out as a nicely grassed area. And after all those people come through, it's complete and utter dirt.
Hello, all.
Hey, Frank.
Now, Northern Virginia is saying that if conditions are still bad, that they will do the old, you know, separate people and have.
Well, you know, Richmond can do that too, you know, basically cut the show in half for 1 year.
I mean, 400 booths?
Yeah, I know, but they'd have to jury it to do that.
Yeah, they would. This is a jury by check show.
Right. Hold the lottery.
Yeah. And since there's no parking in the area, it's mostly shuttle buses that bring the people in.
Yeah, do they still park the artists on that road around the park, in the back of the park?
There's a parking lot. I don't know, since I'm in the Dust Bowl, they have a separate parking lot for the Carillon area, which is, I'm not sure what it is. I know it's closer parking. But
because we used to have to park on the road on the back side of the park.
And they've got a parking lot there now. It's real fun when it rains because it's also dirt.
Any other news?
I started doing Facebook ads again, but it's not been very productive. I mean, I'm getting hits, but it looks like they're hitting the home page and gone. So I'm getting really tired of virtual shows. I've got like three running at the same time and have sold nothing.
I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah, the YMCA craft show, I wasn't expecting much. It was more of a reason to set up EventMe. But my EventMe page looks so beautiful and nothing has happened. I haven't figured out how to put it on Google Analytics to see if I'm getting any hits at all, although there is a dashboard that says I'm getting hits, but no sales.
Yeah, Frank, do you know how to do that?
How to do what?
Use Google Analytics.
Put Google Analytics on a...
I've got it set up for my web page, but I wanted to add the EventMe page or the EventMe.
Yeah, that's one of the things I ought to be better at. No.
I think there's a point where you have to put something on the EventMe page itself.
And yeah, you might want to contact them, Allison.
That's a good idea.
I mean, there's some little snippet of code that Google gives you, right? But I don't know that you could put it on the EventMe page without their help.
Yes.
It depends on where it needs to go. If it needs to be in a header or a footer, you probably need their cooperation.
Yeah.
If you can just embed it anywhere in the page, then you ought to be able to do it yourself.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I use Zenfolio and then Shopify, and both of those do that automatically for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, EventMe probably does too, but you have to ask them to do it.
Yeah.
It's very interesting that you guys are freezing on me sporadically.
It's your bandwidth.
I just upgraded my Wi-Fi today.
Oh.
So I don't think it's my computer, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, you're freezing on me. Nobody else is.
Hmm.
I was going into a meeting the other day and I was freezing and couldn't do anything, and I rebooted the computer and it came back.
I don't know. I ran a speed test for Wi-Fi an hour ago, and it was, the download speed was 3 times what it had been prior to the upgrade, and the upload speed was 50% better than it had been prior to the upgrade. So
yeah, you see, you're breaking up in the middle of sentences.
Mm-hmm.
We're all hearing you break up.
I believe you.
So it's your upload speed, not your download speed.
Well, except I'm hearing you guys freeze on me. Seeing you, so.
And that's your download speed.
Right. Yeah. This was supposed to be the best Zoom session ever. I'm getting periodic little flashes that the internet connection's unstable.
Yes.
Unless it's cable vision, unless it's Optimum Online, that the whole cable network is locally is screwed up, which is, you know, maybe a bunch of people are
having Zoom sessions,
are binge watching, binge downloading something. Well, the same people keep showing up. We're becoming such bosom buddies.
Monday friends.
Yeah.
Monday friends. I think the first time I joined, Larry, we had 3 times as many people, or 4.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, there were, at one session, we had like 32 people or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey. It's what it is.
Hey, I miss talking to people at art shows, so this helps.
I mean, those same people are still getting my email on Sundays, so it's up to them.
For sure. Maybe we should have a weekly theme.
Well, and what would this week be? Turkey week?
I Listen, I'm really good at posing questions, much better than at answers, so.
Yeah, I bought a small turkey instead of the usual 20-pounder because it's just Cliff and I.
Well, I have a 12-pound turkey thawing in the fridge, and I was going to have a pair of dinner guests on Thursday, and I got an email yesterday saying, are you sure this is a good idea? So I think they're backing out. Mm. It's a lot of turkey for two people, my sister and I.
Well, I have leftovers for the rest of the week scheduled as my menu.
You know, we do take out.
If I thought it was only going to be two of us, I'd have gotten a chicken.
Where are you getting takeout from, Larry?
Atria's. Are you familiar with? I didn't hear you.
No, sounds like it might be Italian.
No, it's. I'll put a link to it in the chat. It's atrias.com. They have a fancy menu. Let me find it. Sherry crab bisque, butternut squash bisque, wedding soup, or a holiday salad for an appetizer. Roast turkey or brown sugar glazed ham for an entree. Traditional stuffing, green bean, almond bean, smashed red skins, cranberry sauce, sweet potato casserole, and gravy is included with every dinner. And then pumpkin pie, Dutch apple pie, decadent chocolate cake, or towering carrot cake for dessert.
Sounds good. Is this local or will they be shipping it to you?
No, it's local. We do it Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas, the day before Christmas. It's about $27 a dinner.
So. Okay. Now, Chris is only making one pie this year. He's making the coconut cream pie. He usually makes like pies for everybody, but he's a little tired this year. And cream corn casserole.
I already made the cranberry sauce.
Oh, shoot.
I made cranberry brownies last night.
I just went to the grocery store this morning, and I hope he doesn't want cranberry sauce because I don't like cranberry sauce, so I didn't even think to get it.
If you make it yourself, it can be much more interesting.
Yeah, I used to make it myself, but he is in charge of Thanksgiving dinner.
Uh-huh.
I'm the day-to-day cook. He is the special events cook.
Yeah, I put there.
Sorry, where are you located?
I'm sorry?
Where are you located?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. So. I don't think they'll ship to northern New Jersey.
No, but you must have restaurants like that close to you.
Oh, we do. We do.
Yeah.
Very good restaurants around here that I hardly ever go to.
We haven't been out. Well, we went out once. But basically staying out of restaurants. We have done some takeout. And we did a pizza last night.
Shirley, we're talking about Thanksgiving dinner and takeout.
This will be the first year I'm not going to even cooking a turkey.
I'm very sad Thanksgiving this is going to be.
I'm curious about Christmas.
It's not going to be better.
I don't think so.
No. My mother-in-law is still going to Las Vegas for Christmas.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're very concerned. But she's a very stubborn woman. And she goes to Las Vegas every year for Christmas.
It's actually a weird place to want to spend Christmas in the first place. But
she loves to. She puts aside about $10,000 each year to go gamble in Las Vegas. They treat her like a queen. Top her room. She's got her own guide, like her own concierge. So she just she loves it.
That's funny.
We're all allowed to enjoy our holidays in our own way, for sure. But
yes,
far cry from peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
Maybe she'll win some money and share it.
Just have fun. I gotta work on my background like you guys all do.
The easiest way is to just get, Amazon has this green fabric. It's not, it's like a, I don't know what it's like. It's like a foam, but the wrinkles don't show because Zoom is really good about that. And then you choose whatever image you want to use for a background.
I'm not.
My motivation isn't that great at the moment.
See kind of a breaking up there when I move. You can see the back of my chair.
I've seen it through the TVs, you know, when people are doing sports and all that. They have the same problem. So I recognize it. It's just, I'm not motivated. I have not been motivated in a while.
I'm getting less and less motivated. I'm going downhill.
The year started out okay, and I just ran my numbers for this year, and at first my gross profit was down, but my net profit was up, but now I'm basically net profit is down from last year.
Allison, do you mind if I ask you where you find your panoramic paper?
Red River Paper. Yep, they have a couple different sizes. I use the Aurora White. It's a nice, in the panorama size, it's a nice thick paper. Because it's when I use the thinner paper, it tended to buckle a little bit because I do the hinge mounting.
Same. And do they have mats as well?
No, they just do paper. I get my mats from framedestination.com.
Okay. You've been happy with both companies?
Yes. I'm very happy with Frame Destination. One of the things they do is they send me my frames all put together, which is nice because I hate getting this bunch of metal pieces and then you have to put them together. So they send them put together. There's a little bit, I have some issues with them on there. They send a frame kit with each frame, and it's got the wire and the metal clips. And I've ended up buying individual, getting the frame clips and the things that, I don't know what they're called, that attach the wire to the frame, and also wire. It's just, it's a little bit, it's you never know what kind of wire you're going to get. So I just am happier just knowing what wire I'm using. And I just got a thousand of the wire clips from AMA, because they started sending this not so great clip. And then sometimes the actual clips that hold the picture in have no oomph to them. So I have probably a lifetime supply of clips, because you have to order. It's like your minimum order is $75 and they're $5 a box. So.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Have you ever been this quiet? Yeah.
I do know that Frame Destination caters mostly to art fair artists, and they're probably, you know, a lot of what I've seen on some of the things looks like cost reductions to stay in business. So I'm not, you know, I'm happy with them.
Mark's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a very good guy. I think now I can get to the point with telling them, don't send me any frame, you know, any framing, the little kit that comes with it, because I've got everything I need.
Okay, let's see how this looks. How does that look?
Very nice.
It's a jewelry picture I shot a couple of days ago. It doesn't make a good background, but it makes a great jewelry image. And actually, I've been getting a lot of work recently. Almost normal, the amount of work for this time of year, but it could fall off at any minute.
Well, I'm getting ready to design the booth for this year, and I might have you do me a new booth shot, or at least, you know, put the pictures in the old one, put the new pictures in the old booth shot, because I think it's like, whoa, what happened? Ah, there you are. Because I think it's about 3 or 4 years old now. Of course, I planned last year to have you do when I went to Shadyside, or this year when I went to Shadyside, but of course, I didn't go to Shadyside.
Right, no Shadyside. Well, who knows what's going to happen this year?
Well, I am planning to go to Northern Virginia, to Reston. You know, my husband isn't too happy about it if we don't get a vaccine. You know, if
I isn't Shadyside the week after that?
Northern Virginia is like the second. It's the weekend after Artie's Fair. I'm not applying to Artie's Fair this year because I'm just not ready to go that far.
So what? I'm trying to remember, what weekend is Shadyside?
Shadyside's in August.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think they started the new one now.
Right. It's the weekend before Labor Day.
Well, depending on how fast the vaccines roll out, August might be closer, might almost be.
Might almost work.
Yeah, except for the people that won't take it.
Yeah.
the anti-vaxxers. And actually, if everybody else takes it, what they do won't affect anybody else. It'll only affect them, the people that don't take it.
As long as I've got a vaccine, y'all can do what you want.
Right.
When I go to the doctor in January, I'm going to see if because of my asthma, she can put me on some kind of escalated list.
I'm hoping I get to be bumped up. I'm a teacher, preschool teacher. Yeah. So technically I'm in group two.
Yeah, well, I'm over 70, so I guess that puts me up there.
Yeah, I'm 65, so.
Yeah, and there you go.
Cliff's an essential worker, so he does heating and air conditioning in a very Republican county, which nobody wants to wear masks. It's very scary.
Yeah, we'll see what the drugstores do. Yeah. And the president.
Yes.
But they announced the third successful vaccine today.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, if I guess 90% is their standard. 90% is their standard? If it's 90% effective?
Well, the CDC was willing to take a 50% efficacious vaccine 2 months ago. At this point, I don't think that's in the cards.
Well, this is like the third
vaccine that's
90% or over.
Right, exactly. But which is, you know, very, very successful. I haven't read anything about this one. The first two are very unconventional. They're unique in history in that they're RNA-based vaccines, and no one has ever done that before. The beauty of that is if these things do prove to be safe and efficacious in a large population, that means that technology can be deployed for lots of other things, including possibly cancer.
Really?
So Moderna has actually been working on cancer vaccines. So the whole technology of vaccines could very well be turned upside down over the next year or two, and the possibilities for expanded medical benefit are huge. And once it's established, then any future pandemic, this technology is available for rapid development of vaccine again.
As long as it doesn't have to be stored at 100 degrees below zero.
Yes, well, that was...
But no, right. That's only one of them, though.
Yeah, the Moderna one is more normal.
I mean, any place else in the world, it's going to have to be room temperature. Stable at room temperature, because it needs to be transported.
Well, Europe would be viable in Europe, too. In terms of worldwide, the Pfizer vaccine is out of the question, and the Moderna vaccine is a little warmer. But this AstraZeneca vaccine, I think, is a more conventional vaccine. Again, I have to read about it. But if it doesn't require ultra-cold temperatures, then it's much more useful worldwide.
And it doesn't require two injections.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, it would have to be a single injection for the third world countries.
Yeah, because I remember trying to get my second Shingrix shot, and it was, you know,
it was really hard.
No, do you have it? No. And it was like, I think 6 or 7 months before I got it, the second one.
We never got our second one.
And in theory, it doesn't do you any good unless you've had the second one.
That wasn't the case when we got our first one. It wasn't planned on being two. They just, I guess they came out with an improved version of it. So.
Well, I had my first one in September, and I got a letter from Walgreens telling me it's time to get the next one arranged. So I call Walgreens, and I'm on hold for a ridiculous amount of time. And then somebody says, well, you don't need to pre-schedule. You can just come in, but I'll put you online. I'll switch you to the pharmacy. Like, that's what I thought I was calling. And then a couple seconds later, it goes beep, 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 and I've been cut off.
Yeah.
I'll have to just go in there. I'm due for the booster on the pneumonia shot, too, so I'll get both of those at the same time.
Yeah, I kept calling. It was probably, well, I had such bad reaction to the first one that I kept trying to leave three free days of not having to do anything, and then I had no reaction to the second one.
Well, despite the scintillating conversation, I think I will leave for the day and see you all next week.
Yeah, does anybody have anything else they think they want to talk about? Because we can easily put it off for a week. It's been about a half hour. Any other questions?
So long, guys.
All right, take care, Frank.
Well, Allison, I'll be interested to hear if you do get in touch with the lady. I can't remember her name. Presuming it's still the same woman who apparently has been doing Arts in the Park for years, who I spoke to as well.
Jennifer Halsey.
Yeah, that's who I spoke to.
No, I can't do that. I can switch.
I'll be curious to hear what you learn about there not having been any mention of COVID, let alone any potential strategy in the application.
It looks like their standard, it's their standard pamphlet that they send every year. So I'll let you know next week. I'm going to call her tomorrow, or I might even call her this afternoon. It says between 10
you know, that's interesting. They really don't send applications in the mail anymore. Very few shows.
They're very old school. I mean, you could see it.
Well, yeah, I know Arts in the Park
here, you know.
And there's in Washington, PA, there's family festivals or something. And they have a show in Monroeville at the Expo Mart. And actually, it's normally Thanksgiving weekend. I don't know what, you know, if they're doing it this year.
Yeah, it was the first show I did when I moved up from Florida after doing shows for 8 years in Florida. And I looked around and I said, I'm screwed. You know? It was the, you know, welcome mats made from recycled tires and air plants. But it turned out to be a great show. It's got a little bit of everything.
And why do you think that it just works, that the upscale mixes with the things that you looked around and saw and felt that way?
They do put a lot of the fine art together in the Dust Bowl, always bring a rug. And it's kind of like something for everybody. And they do, I mean, it's probably, they have another show in Richmond, but it's probably the biggest, I mean, it's just a huge show, which there's something for everybody.
Well, the other show is, what's his name? The son, his father used to run the shows. They have shows all over that part of the country. Gilmore.
Gilmore. Oh, really? There's a Gilmore show? I've never heard of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Howard Allen has come into that area, but I heard it wasn't all that great.
No, the Gilmore shows are mostly country craft. And that's more typical of the shows in Richmond. Because I used to do their shows like 25, 30 years ago.
The Gilmore shows, Larry?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And I used to do Art in the Park. I used to do everything. I've done everything almost at one time or another.
I think it may just be the sheer number of people that come.
Do you ever figure, do you ever try to figure out how many shows you've done?
I have records back from 2011. I started making myself a little spreadsheet of each show and, you know, whether I'd applied and everything. So I have it back to 2011. And so that's, and actually, I think I have it back to 2009, but I started making a new page in Excel so I could see everything. But
see, I used to do 40 shows a year.
Oh.
With my photography. It was easy. And I had a big box truck. And I never had to replace what was sold. I just had to work to keep the truck full.
Now, I have a husband who doesn't like me being away. So the most I did was 2018 when I retired and kind of forgot that there was only 5 days between weekends. And promised him I would not be gone for more than a week at a time. And I did 17 shows, 7 in a row. And the first 2 in Florida, it was unseasonably warm. And the rest, it rained and thunderstormed and hailed. And I had 19 scheduled and I canceled the last 2 because it totally, I'm like, I can't do it anymore. But I'm lucky I kept working. I really, when I first started doing art festivals, I wanted to quit working and, you know, do art festivals. But I'm glad I kept working because I get a little bit of retirement pay. And Cliff will be working for a while, so I buy the extras.
Anybody else? Well, why don't we call it a meeting?
All right, guys. See you later.
See you next week.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
Thanks again, Allison, for all the info.
Cool. You're welcome.
All right, take care.
Bye.